Now, this will be the first time they played it at the Target Center in Minneapolis. And I think it's there the next 2 years. It's 24 and 25. But then at that point, I think you have to make a decision as to what you're doing. And this is where I think somebody will say, you know what? Let's try a couple of years in Las Vegas. You have the Western. I mean, it's not as if Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, the Moda Center in Portland are great, Crypto.com Arena. You could go to the old Staples Center in Los Angeles right behind the JW Marriott, or the new Clippers Arena, by the way, which is being built by SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. But Las Vegas, you know what? Who's to say the Big Ten, with all the Western teams coming in, couldn't play the tournament in Las Vegas?
And no more Pac-12 to compete with either.
Well, you have already five conferences that are there, Matt. The Big West plays their tournament there. The Mountain West plays their tournament there. The Pac-12 plays its tournament there. The West Coast Conference plays its tournament there. And I'm trying to remember what the fifth one was. Mountain West, Big West. I thought there were five different tournaments there that were played there, because the West Coast Conference plays over in the Orleans, and I've done a couple of games in the Orleans arena. Pac-12 plays in T-Mobile. Somebody plays in Mandalay Bay. They've got a lot of arenas there. And so the Pac-12, you're right, would be out, and you're absolutely right, that creates a vacancy. You're correct about that. T-Mobile would be probably the only one I think they would play in there. It's got to be an arena, especially with 18 schools, it's big enough to accommodate it.
Why not do everything, football and basketball, at Allegiant?
You know what? Except for the 2021 Big Ten tournament, because of logistical reasons, they played at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Big Ten tournament has never been in a dome. And to be honest with you, Matt, that's the right decision. As somebody who's done all of them, I can tell you that when you know, it's all about, you always have to make sure what's the seat demand. And look, they get great crowds for the Big Ten tournament, but not crowds that justify playing in a dome. Which brings with it, by the way, an exponentially higher rental. I see what you're saying, but I think after now watching it firsthand since 1997, I don't see a reason to go to a dome. And the rent would be higher.
Yeah, that's interesting.
'Cause T-Mobile seats, what, 21,000? For basketball? Something like that. And that's the right size. You look at 22,000 for the United Center, 20,000 for Madison Square Garden, same story down in D.C. I think it's like 18,000 plus in Indianapolis. Target Center is about 19,000-20,000. I've been in there before. You know, and Minneapolis, by the way, understands how to host big events. They've done the Final Four, the Super Bowl, the Women's Basketball Final Four. I mean, they've done all that. And Target Center hosted the Women's Basketball Final Four a couple of years ago.
But from an overall standpoint, when talking about Vegas, I mean, no offense to the other conferences, but we're talking about the Big Ten here. I mean, I don't want to say they can just come in there and just do whatever they want, but at the same time, Big Ten, these five other conferences. Big Ten, these five other conferences.
Oh, yeah. No, you would come in there and you would be the one that everybody has to have. I mean, that would be a big deal. So there's no doubt. I mean, the West Coast Conference. Hey, great. You know, how many times can you watch Gonzaga play St. Mary's? And that's, you know, now the Big Ten comes in there. It's like, okay, big show. Let's see, T-Mobile Arena, home of the defending Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights. Seats for basketball, 18,000. 17,500 for ice hockey, 18,000 for basketball. 18,000 would be fine. That would work.